Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, there are not visions of sugar plums dancing in my head, but I do have visions of Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner dancing.
Yeah. We're like a nutcracker.
Emphasis on the nut. Okay, 7 half the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio according to the lists that are created by the folks at Talkers Magazine. And so we have the stories and the people to talk about, and Jennifer Horn is not always here with us, so I am want to take several stories that have been generated out of that fabulous state in which she lives, the state of confusion. Oh, wait a minute, the state of California. Well, the state of confusion in California. So, and because you are a schmunger, bunga there, whatever the,
sorry,
this is
what?
Also related.
How about a sommelier? Is that what you're going for?
That's it. Okay, yeah, that's what I'm going for. So, this is touted as being a bit of European small-time winery stuff been brought to the West Coast. There's a way to, this is 30 different wineries signing up to use refillable wine bottles. This has been a big thing in Europe because they don't want to throw glass bottles away. So it's kind of like the milk industry, right? Milk bottles used to be, now it's, we still have, now it was kind of going back to milk bottles in some circumstances. So the milkman picks up the bottles that are used and brings them back and recycles them, uses them. They put them through the sterilizing process. So apparently that's being done. Why would that not have been done before, one would wonder? Collecting wine bottles when you buy wine, let's say you go to Trader Joe's and you buy wine. I don't know if that's a good example, but there's a lot of wine at Trader Joe's. And so when you buy a bottle of it, you drink it, and you bring it back, and they give you credit for it, and they reuse it. Is that practical, Jennifer?
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of recycling programs already in California, so I would imagine most people are trying to use those programs. Although, I will say that because there's been a rumor floating around California that, you know how we all separate, and maybe you don't, but we separate our stuff into different bins. So the blue bin was supposed to be recyclables that they were going to pick up. Well, lo and behold, the deal they had with China to take our recyclable stuff went sour. And so people were still separating their stuff, but it was all still going into the landfills. So there was that. But to get back to the wineries, this is something that's not new to people in Europe because in Chianti especially. So if you think about, you know, how old world the wine business is, people would get their bottle of table wine, of red wine. They'd go home, they would drink it, they'd celebrate with their family and their friends. They'd bring the bottle back, and they refill it, which is why when you buy Chianti, the bottle looks kind of funny. It looks a little different than some of the other bottles on the market because traditionally that was the bottle that would be brought back and forth to refill. It makes sense. And I think some wineries have been on this early. A few years ago, I went to one winery and it was really cool. I saw them with all these different looking, these little glass bottles. And they were doing just what you're talking about. They were giving bottles to you and you buy the bottle, but if you brought it back, you could refill it for half the price, which was kind of a cool thing. You see, you bought the bottle of wine as is, but if you brought that same bottle back, they'd refill it for like, you know, 50% of what you paid for it, which is, I think it was a great deal. So I think this is a logical step. If you bring it back, why not get a little incentive?
Yeah.
And
makes good sense.
Yeah. This is the kind of stuff that I can get behind that is about personal responsibility and it's about common sense ways to clean up our own mess instead of creating a whole industrial complex that really lines people's pockets.
Yep, you're right. All right, Jay, you agree with that? I don't want Jay to feel like I'm saying I agree.
Yes, of course I agree.
Why would
She's
you not agree with
She's the wine expert. Yeah, it's a shamananana that you say.
Shamananana.
I'm a shaman.
Gawanga. Okay, so also in California, the Senate there this week passed a bill to ban certain food ingredients for safety concerns. And we were talking about this on the Food Farm Family Report. And I thought you'd bring a little bit more to the table because, contrary to popular opinion, doing the morning program on KRLA in Los Angeles that you do, it's not, even the station is pretty much all about politics. You are not. And I could hear you talking about this, in fact.
Oh, we have talked about this, actually.
Yeah, this is a good idea. Well, isn't it a good idea? Or is it not? Well, is it a good or not a good idea?
Bans on certain things and certain businesses and such, it doesn't necessarily make me all that happy as a conservative and someone who is pro-business. But what you're talking about is the California Food Safety Act, which I think the one thing that people kept saying would get banned was Skittles, because I guess it was the red coloring or something like that that they use.
I love Skittles.
Yeah. And so everybody was like, oh, gosh, it's going to take our Skittles. Well,
red dye number four, is it, or three?
It won't change the taste, though. It'll just get rid of the coloring, and there's other things you can, they can use.
People were going bananas about Skittles. I'm not even a Skittles
fan,
so.
Yeah. What about any kind of other kind of candy? So this is eliminates the dye. Well, I don't know. There's been enough research done on these dyes to make me think that that's
red dye's not supposed to be great for you. A lot of people who are considered to be more like natural paths, they've been on the red dye for a while.
Right.
But here's what's so weird. So after this bill passed, I heard that that Skittles actually like made a deal, and somehow now it's not going to ban Skittles. So I need to dig more into it. But like, how can you ban something that's bad and then give someone else a pass? Right.
Yeah, right. Because it's America in 2023. That could be
the headline: Skittles spared from California food additive ban.
Because it doesn't matter what it is; it matters who it is.
Right.
That's right.
People want to taste that rainbow.
Write that down. Thank you very much. All right, one more California story: a Costco worker found an envelope while working in the Costco store in Clovis, California. I found an envelope and opened it up and counted the money that was in there, $4,000 in cash.
Pretty nice.
Certainly. Yeah, right. So he notified the manager. They tracked down the member who misplaced it using surveillance cameras and the member ID. And so this guy got his $4,000 back. And I don't know, did he give something to the employee? Did you hear the story?
No.
All right, so now you can use this morning on your program on KRLA. Yes, there you go. All right, one other thing that does kind of fit into the story list. I probably should go through the story list. I will here, and then we'll pick apart some of this stuff. On the list at number 10 from Talkers.com, these are published, by the way, both at Talkers.com and at GoodDayShow.com, these lists every week. At number 10, the new United Auto Workers strike, which has started. Number 9 on the list, the anniversary of September 11th. At number 8, the huge antitrust lawsuit against Google. Number 7, Kim Jong-Ungabungalunga meeting with Putin. Very exciting. Number 6, the prisoner swap. I don't know too much about that. We'll have to dig into that a little bit. Migrant situation, immigration, number 5, presidential race, number 4, Trump and his legal battles, 3, Biden's low approval rating, the number 1 combo between dad getting impeached and the son getting arrested because he's a crook. All right? So anyway, that's there's lots to talk about there. On the people list, Mitt Romney. What a shame. I love Mitt Romney. Jennifer doesn't think he's conservative, but he was a great governor of Massachusetts.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to say something nice about Mitt Romney. Block yourself in for this one. Here's something nice about old Mitt. He's getting out.
Yeah.
This is the rest of them sit around and they rot.
Right.
I mean, look at Mitch McConnell. Look at Nancy Pelosi. Look at Dianne Feinstein. Look at Joe Biden. Look at John Fetterman.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, so
and
he said,
"Yeah, no, go ahead, Jen."
Oh no, he says, "You know, time to move on for a younger class." Now he may try to like disparage where he thinks the Republican Party is and all that stuff. And we know he doesn't like Trump and all of those things. But you know what? You know when to hold him. You know when to fold him. That's what Will or Kenny Rogers used to always say, right?
Yep. All right, so from Romney at 9, at 10, 9 is Kim Jong-un and Bad Vlad. DeSantis at 8, these are all the bunch of people running are at 7 and 8, Pence and Nikki Haley. I did see the town meeting with Mike Pence this week. He presented himself well. I thought there's nothing special about him. There never has been, but he presented himself well. Mark Meadows at 6. Tanya, now here's one. I don't know who this is. We didn't run across this lady's name. At least I didn't, Jay, this week. Tanya Chutkin.
Oh, that's who's the she? Judge. That's one of the Trump judges.
Okay. Let's see here. Trump is at 4. Kevin McCarthy at 3. Biden, well, the two Bidens are at the top of the list. Good God. All right, now we have time, but I want to, before we dig into some of these, I want to, well, this kind of would be in the subsurface of the top 10. A guy that I didn't know before I worked with him at KBC in Los Angeles back in the 90s, named Dennis Prager, has been a fixture in Los Angeles radio since the 90s. Mm-hmm. And he's now working on the same station as Jennifer. He's on Carol A in Los Angeles. He has a syndicated program that many of you hear. And he also has developed something called Prager University.
Yeah.
And apparently, some states like Oklahoma are actually promoting these Prager U materials in school. And there are people who don't like it at all. So maybe, Jen, you could spend a moment. I understand his philosophy. I don't know the ins and outs of this stuff, but I bet you've talked to, I know you and he are friends. Well, I loved working with the guy. I thought he was a fascinating guy.
Dennis is very, very smart, and he's very interesting and kind of funnier than you would ever expect him to be, actually. But he has Prager University, which I think is really fantastic.
Talks about it on the air all the time.
He does. Yeah. And the idea behind Prager University is to kind of even out education. We know that in lots of areas of education, there is a lot of very, very left-leaning indoctrination.
Well, a whitewashing of reality, let's put it that way.
And so Prager University takes a topic, and they do it in less than, I think it's less than 5 minutes, the videos, and they go into this, like, really cool explanation. It's targeted to people who are in high school and in college, and they go through different events in our history, different topics, and that kind of thing. And it's really mm-hmm. cool. It's a great alternative. And so the way that I think that it would be really effective to use in college, because I'm all about critical thinking instead of indoctrination, show people both sides. Show Prager,
both
show something
sides.
Else,
yeah.
and teach people to think.
That's it. Think. Teach them to think. Not what to think, but how to think. Good. 18 after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's Elizabeth Miller. From Calitrin, who's here to talk about weight loss. What else would she talk about besides weight loss? Maybe she could talk about the moon. Right now, you've got a Labor Day sale going on.
This is the biggest sale we do all year. So if you've been listening, you've been thinking, hey, I'm waiting for a sale. I want to save some money, but I want to lose some weight. Right now is the time to do it. We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy three, get three, buy four, get four, buy five, get five, buy 10, get 10. Now, each bottle is a month supply, so the each bottle is 30-day supply, and you are going to, it's like paying half price. I mean, it's going to get you through the end of this year where you're going to be looking better, feeling better for the holidays, losing this weight where you can maintain it and keep it off even after you get off the product. You know, this is not something you have to be on forever.
Calitrin is the product. And you go to toploss.com to get the deals. Use Doug as a discount code when you check out.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are, 23 after the hour. The Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Warren, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen. That's one of the social media stories this week. It's getting some tick. I don't know, I was going to say tick talk, but then that has a different meaning these days. You can't say tick tock and have it apply to the clock. It applies to the video that the Chinese government is so graciously watching of yours. So if you get naked on TikTok, you'll probably be exciting the people who are running the Chinese government. Okay, there's a stretch. And you.
That's a quick way to get yourself banned on TikTok.
Ah, really? Get naked?
They really? They have rules.
Do they?
Yeah. Oh. We say naked if you really want to do it right.
Naked. All right. All right. This is... The story, this big thing at MGM Resorts this week, the social media covering this was all over the place at Caesars and elsewhere. So when I talk about going to Las Vegas and having a free night, probably not going to go to Caesars.
But
the MGM just had a real hard time.
And I guess it's still going on, but
yeah,
no one's
it
really
is
talking about it.
Right.
And somebody was saying that, like, Caesars has negotiated and they've tried to pay the ransom. I don't know. There's just a lot happening.
Is it a ransom thing? It is a ransom thing.
That's what I heard on social media. But again, I haven't heard much from the mainstream media. So I don't want to say declaratively that that's the case, but it's just some of the stuff.
Well, that's kind of why I brought it up, because I haven't heard much about it at all. Jay, we had a little story about it floating around. The governor of Nevada and the gaming board have released a statement saying they are, quote, monitoring the cybersecurity incident with MGM Resorts.
It took data. It shut down reservations.
Yeah.
Imagine just having arrived on a long flight and all of a sudden they can't get you into the room because there's no proof of a reservation.
Well, right. And also, we're so dopey that there's no keys anymore. There's just those little key cards. So
plastic.
I would imagine that that probably goes fast when
there's not even a key card. You
use
your phone up to it. Yeah.
Right. I was told when I went into some place, where was I? Oh, I was out in Minneapolis a couple of weeks ago. And I went, they stayed at this hotel, and they gave me a card, but they said, use your phone.
Yeah, I don't like that. That
and
makes
I said,
me feel like there's...
I don't have a phone. What am I going to do? I can't get in the room if I don't have a phone? Come on.
Doug's like, I've got my flip.
I was going to say the Doug Riot.
Right, the flip phone. Okay.
Got my flip phone.
Anyway, speaking of that, just a quick reminder for those of you who may not have heard the story about the two free nights, again in Las Vegas, not at the MGM, but they'll put you somewhere else. They got 15 or 16 hotels that you can go to, two nights free, and then stay longer if you want. It'll be a deal. First 10 callers right now at 800-419-DOUG. Get in on that deal. Las Vegas, free! 800-419-3684. Or as Jennifer likes to say, for a good time, call Doug at 800-419-DOUG for the your chance to win. Just kind of picture yourself having a good time. All right, but not at MGM. Okay, so this week we posted on the Good Day Show page the story of that four-year-old police dog, Jennifer, named Yoda, that got the bad guy in Pennsylvania. And so there were a lot of people who had a lot to say. I thought it was kind of cute, some of the remarks. Jay, I don't mean to steal your thunder. I kind of gravitated to this week.
Well, it's a dog story. Who doesn't want to hear this?
Right.
That's the greatest boy ever.
Right. And most of the people...
I think this whole story... I mean, that whole story of the escaped prisoner was just wild, wasn't it?
Yeah. What, the way he was going into people's house for a sandwich?
Oh, my gosh. And did you
and
hear what he did?
He got a gun out of the garage.
That one guy, he broke into the house. The guy knew that somebody was down there.
Yeah.
And so he flipped the lights on and off. And then the killer guy flipped the lights back on and off.
Yeah.
Does that give you chills just thinking about that?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Welcome to my house. Grab a sandwich on your way out. All right, so there it is, some of the social media stuff. Back to the stories, the focus here on the Talk Radio Review in a few moments.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The last three suspects charged in connection with the attempted kidnapping of Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer are being acquitted. Eric Molliter, William Knoll, and Michael Knoll were each acquitted on one count of providing material support for a terrorist act. They were the last three of 14 total suspects arrested in connection. Nine other defendants have already been convicted and issued lengthy prison terms. NASA Director Bill Nelson announcing a new Chief of UFO Research, or UAP, as they are now known.
Did not find any evidence that UAP have an extraterrestrial origin, but we don't know what these UAP are.
Nelson explained Thursday the results of an earlier independent study. He says the research will be genuine and that NASA will be transparent about the process and its findings. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. That's 800-392-1941.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
34, did you hear me say that? 34 past the hour, everybody
no,
paying
it was
attention.
Too soon.
Oh, yeah. Jennifer Horn, who's always showed disrespect for me as
give
the leader.
Rest, sir.
What?
I said, oh, give it a rest.
Give it a rest. Jay Kirshner is much more convivial toward me and who I am and what I do here. All right, so let's seriously get back to... I actually want to go to some of the commentary, if we may, Jay, for a moment. The social media handle that we use now, at Good Day Networks, no matter how you connect with us, you can share. So what are some of the things? We always ask people the news stories, because this is News Talk Radio, and we talk about what's in the news. On the Good Day program, we don't necessarily stick to the guidelines of all the political chatter, because there are so many other things going on in the world that are of note. So what's attracted people's attention this week?
Well, definitely the escapee. Luella Bennett said the escapee captured in PA with the help of the canine. Terry right. Seavey is also following that one.
Uh-huh.
Marion Mosher says, where are the missing Maui children?
Ah,
another
that's
one.
Something that has not been discussed. The one of the yeah, there are now there are those theories who think some of them were collected and are involved in trafficking. Because why not? That's a great opportunity. Grab kids that have been displaced or moved, or their parents have they're lost. So grab them and take them and do what they do with them. That's one of the theories anyway. So all right, what else have we got?
Reuben Water says, none. I don't watch the news. It's too depressing.
So, therefore, but you are listening to us, Reuben. Maybe it's because you don't find this program depressing. It aims not to be depressing. Thank you very much. Yes, exactly. All right. But
Jennifer,
hold on just a second. What Jennifer does on KRLA in Los Angeles.
Depressing.
No, and what she does and the way she does it, that's how she got to be the number one most favorite personality on the radio
and
in L.A.
time.
Yeah, right. Yes, yeah. Well, that may be a bit of an exaggeration, but this is close.
I just think when people listen to you, even when you have sad news to deliver, when people listen to you, especially early in the day, which is where I am, and many people, you know, will consume this program on the weekends, your program in the mornings, you have to give people the news, but you also have to tell them that we're going to be okay.
It's okay.
You know, and that we can laugh even when it's really dark times.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Keep going there, Jay Bird.
Greg Donahoe says the UAW strike, Libyan flooding, and Morocco earthquake.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
So let's talk about that for a second. The situation with the weather, this does deserve some focus and attention, only because people don't understand, my God, this is a desert. But what Libya and Morocco and Africa and the Middle East were, if you go back millions of years, they were not the desert they are today. They were lush gardens of paradise, much as you see the Danube River, for example, or the Mississippi River, the areas that are lush and full of things that grow. That was Libya, Morocco, that was the African, what is now the Sahara Desert, was not a desert millions of years ago. People don't seem to grasp. They think it's always been the way it is, and it's not, wasn't. So things change, and as we look at what's going on here, what scares people is they don't know what to expect. They see all this stuff, and the news media, in its immaturity, makes a mockery of what news is all about to try to scare the hell out of everybody. Is America next? All that stuff. The earth is changing. Get it into your thick skulls. Things are changing. And people say, well, that's why we're focused on climate change. Well, it's okay to be focused on climate change, but you're not going to really do anything about it, because even though you think driving an electric car is going to save the planet, that's the biggest load of BS. But, you know, if you want to and it makes you feel good and it isn't going to hurt anything, then do it. But don't kid yourself into thinking that you're going to change the planet or we're all going to change the planet, because we aren't. We've caused it to be to a point in the state that it's in. But it just someday, maybe after we're all long gone, this will come out if there's any humanity left and communication left, if they're not all bugs and beetles and crawfish crawling around the planet. But it's just, I don't know, I guess I shouldn't be so invested in it, but it really, as you can tell, annoys the hell out of me, because it's such foolishness.
Well, because it's only set to benefit a few and not the masses, and not what people think that it's going to do. And that's the problem. Right. When you create, it's very much on the local level. Like, for instance, in California, they just spent another $80 million to help the homeless. Mm-hmm. And then everybody wants to help the homeless. Everybody wants to save the environment, right? But then you start dividing out. Do you know how many people that $80 million will help? 2,700. So I did the math.
Not many.
And it's $30,000 a person. Now, maybe you should just start handing out checks. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is here, but it's not working like that. And the same thing is going on with the planet. It's like everybody's willing to stop and throw out the way we did things. And for what? It's not helping.
All right. Number two on the people list and number one on the story list, focus on Hunter Biden. Legal experts say the charges against him are rarely brought. This guy has brought all of the trouble on himself, and maybe a little help from dad. But, you know, people
well,
say,
these
oh,
are just specifically his misdoings. This doesn't
have
anything
I understand
to
that.
Do.
The gun stuff.
It doesn't have to do with the business. It has to do with the fact that he lied to get a gun, and that became very problematic.
So what's wrong with him? Is there, what
well,
is
he,
there? The guy's
on drugs.
Yeah, well, but was he on drugs because his brother? He was close to his brother, and his brother died of brain cancer, and it really kind of screwed him up.
I think he struggled with addiction before his brother's death, but his brother's death didn't help anything.
No. Uh-uh. So what does the father do? Here, your father's the president of the United States. Can't he do something to help his son?
But that's the problem, is that he did that, and then remember the deal that he took. So there was a plea deal on these very same charges just about a month ago, and because his dad, even though he denied it, his dad was helping him out, and so it went before a judge, and the judge is like, we can't do this. It gave him immunity on everything, and there's active investigations going on into his business dealings. So they threw it out, and that's why I think it's funny. Everybody was like, oh, Hunter Biden's indicted. People were We knew this was happening. They announced 2 weeks ago that the indictments against him for the gun charges would happen before the end of September. So people in the news media are so funny because they create these crazy stories, right? It's like, of course this is happening. It's been happening. We knew this was coming down the pike at least. But one story that was not reported is that, speaking of his dad helping him, is that the Secret Service is now being accused of going to the gun store where this gun was purchased, where he lied on his application, and trying to get the background check forms from the store.
Of course they did.
And so the Secret Service is saying, oh, no, that wasn't us. That wasn't our agents. Well, every report, including the guy who runs the store, says, yeah, the Secret Service came to shake us down, basically. So I don't know if there'll be any more on that, but I think Joe was trying to clean up. I just don't know how effective he was or what he got away with.
So much time and so much energy spent on non-productive stuff. It just goes. All right. So let's talk about Kevin McCarthy, shall we? He's on the list, the person number three on the people list. And, of course, the focus is on the impeachment in part. He was sort of cowed into this by the right-wing nutbirds in the Republican Party. Threatened with his job. I think that you know that I'm pretty moderate, and I'm sorry that Mitt Romney is leaving a hole. How many other moderates, by the way, are there in the Senate? You can name them on one hand, right? They're either left-wing lunatics like Bernie Sanders or right-wing jerkleburgers. So where is the common sense? These guys in the middle, there's, what, four or five of them left? How many left, Jennifer, in the middle?
No, I mean, I think there are more, like, you've got Cornyn and Barrasso. I'm just talking about Republicans now who are considered to be pretty
moderate. Cornyn's okay. Yeah, I don't know that much about Barrasso.
Thune. You're going to find much more wing stuff in the House with both the right and the left. Yeah. But I heard you say that this was, you know, being bullied into by Matt Gaetz and some of the. I don't believe that to be true, and there's proof in that where Matt Gaetz is still today saying he wants to impeach Kevin McCarthy. So I think the narrative.
Why is Matt Gaetz even there?
Well, I think the narrative, and it's not just Matt Gaetz, and I think there's a really important use for Matt Gaetz, actually, because he's keeping some of these Republicans honest, because a lot of the Republicans in the House make promises.
He and his friend George DeSantis? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, by the way, I haven't heard anything. Sanders, him too.
Yeah, he's still being investigated. He's still on ice.
He's in that bird too.
The point is with this impeachment is that there is a lot of evidence. Whether the media wants you to know about that evidence or not, I don't know. But there are bank records, there are emails,
but Jennifer,
there are voicemails.
How much of this stuff is every president everybody trying to impeach?
No, this
impeach
is not every
Trump.
President, Doug. Trust me on this. Yeah. Look, I don't think that there was a reason. I don't like Obama's policies, but there wasn't a blatant reason to impeach Obama.
No.
There is a very real case that Joe Biden has profited immensely from especially his position as vice president. And the reason and the precedence is already there. So I just want you to follow this out. And I know you're going to go, oh, she's saying Trump's name. But I want you to listen to this. Because
listen carefully, folks.
No,
count
but
how many
I really,
times Jennifer says Trump.
It's important to underscore what's happening here. So you'll remember back to when President Trump was impeached. He was impeached for calling President Zelensky in Ukraine and saying, hey, I need to know what's going on with why the prosecutor in Ukraine was fired, why Joe Biden gave that order. And he was impeached for that. Okay? Mm-hmm. That was... We know that. That's a fact.
But there are that wasn't
but wait,
really.
There wasn't anything else in that case.
They're trying to get him. This is the way they could get him.
But that was the one. That was the reason he was impeached. Okay, and impeached, done. He was not removed from office. Joe Biden bragged on tape that he called, got this prosecutor, his name is Viktor Shokin, fired. Viktor Shokin was fired. Joe Biden threatened to withhold American funds if he didn't get fired. And then a huge check was sent to Hunter Biden from the board of Burisma where he sat. Does Hunter Biden have energy experience? Do you think that he was on that board because of his expertise? He was on that board because his last name was Biden. And he was on that board collecting money for Joe Biden and the family. And then Joe Biden used our money as ransom to get Ukraine to fire a prosecutor they didn't like. So You tell me what is more serious.
What I'm telling you is the country is wearing out on these rotten, stupid, old politicians that we need to follow Mitt Romney's advice. Get younger people, at least, who have
a
little bit more.
That might be true, but what we've got right now is what we've
what
got.
What we have is a mess. So. And it's on both. It's all over the place. It's a sickness. There's a stench attached to politics right now that the people who are the politicians on both sides are not helping to fix. And so that really...
And I don't know if the young ones are any better. You know, AOC has an ethics violation.
We never hear about her. I was about to say, I haven't heard of Boo.
Trouble now because she's been putting her... She's had a longtime boyfriend. She's engaged, so a fiancé.
Ah,
and she's been marking him on her forms as her spouse, as her husband.
Mm.
And so now she's got ethics issues. So even the young ones, we need to make sure that people are going in to serve that have another life, that aren't just...
Where's Marilyn Taylor Greene? Where is she? Or Matt, what's
Where
her name?
Where is she? In Congress, and she was in Georgia, but I haven't heard much from her lately.
I don't know.
I don't know what she's doing. She's your buddy, though.
Well, I'm just curious. She's an interesting character, you know, how that works. 48 past the hour on the Talk Radio Roundup. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with the charts for the week of September 11th to the 15th. According to Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, we have these every week posted at gooddayshow.com and at talkers.com. At number 10, the beginning of the United Auto Workers going on strike. Number 9, the anniversary of September 11th. At number 8, the Google problems with the government, the antitrust suit. Number 7, the meeting between Putin and the little worm Kim Jong-un is an editorial comment there, of course. At number 6, prisoner swap between us and the Iranians. Number 5, the continuing situation on the border.
One sec.
4, the presidential race. Number 3, things have advanced and haven't in the legal realities of Mr. Trump, Biden's low approval ratings, 2, and Biden, and more Biden is number 1 on the story list from Talkers. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the 5th year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now it's time to review the people list. I'm Doug Steffen here with the word from Talkers Magazine. You can catch these anytime at gooddayshow.com and at talkers.com. This list of the people that are mostly connected to the stories, not all of them are directly, like number 10 this week, Mitt Romney. I suppose that plays into number 4, the presidential race. At number 9, Kim Jong-un. and Mr. Putin are tied for obvious reasons. 8, DeSantis. And again, the tie-in to number 4 on the story list. Number 7, Mike Pence, Nikki Haley, they're tied in there, too. Mark Meadows is at 6. Tanya Chutkin is 5. Trump is 4. Kevin McCarthy, number 3, because of his pushing forward the impeachment inquiry. Number 2 is Hunter Biden. New charges against him that are being discussed here late in the week. And Joe Biden is number 1 on the people list. That's the story, as it has been researched by the folks at Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Roundup continues now. I'm Doug Steffen, 53 past the hour with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. The elements, there's no, really, I look at this list, I don't see anything surprising, but there is the new, I like to focus on the new stuff, and the UAW strike. The strike at the big three automakers, General Motors, Ford, and what is Chrysler, but it's now become Stellantis. This threatens the livelihood, doesn't it, of the 143,000 workers that are now on strike? The economic fallout, what happens to car companies, and what are they, with the people that are making components for these car companies? What are they, what's going to happen to, you know, are we going to go back through this COVID thing?
These issues with COVID, and then a lot of the factories closed, and they were missing some of the equipment that needed to be in the cars, and it became a point where more and more people were buying used cars over new cars because new cars weren't an option. Is that going to be the same thing again, just a very different reason?
Yeah. Well, there's that. I have a close friend who has 29 car dealerships in Massachusetts and New York. They've been able, because he's a smart manager, to figure out how to get around all of this stuff. But when you have the main source of, you know, the economy of the car dealers, it thrives. It has to survive on the brand. Yeah, there are a lot of people buying used cars, and the market went up, and it's going to go back up again because of this. But I guess the other side of it is, let's talk about what's at stake as these workers go out on strike. The union won a 36% pay raise. They're not going to get 36. Although, you know, if they spread it out over 4 or 5 years, these contracts are basically usually 4 or 5 years anyway. So that's a third more. What will that do to the cost of cars? It probably won't do anything, because what the companies are going to do is find artificial means. They'll find robots. There are more robots now than ever before. And I guess that's, you know, it's a two-sided coin here, kind of like the Writers Guild and those who are worried about the AI. That's what these guys are worried about, and with good reason. So, but they're kind of playing into the hands of management, aren't they? When you get right down to it, it's not good for the economy, for sure. You know, what will it do to the price of oil? And there's all these ancillary things. But if this strike lasts 10 days, it'll cost the economy $6 billion in just 10 days. So what is that going to do? $860 million a day in auto workers' pay. Right?
And you know this is not going to sit well, because just not to bring this back to politics, but of course everything goes back to politics. Just about a week ago, somebody asked Biden about the auto strike that was coming, and he said, oh, there's no auto strike. There's not going to be a strike. These sound bites, you know, and everybody's guilty of it. It's like, I know I pick on Biden a lot, but like everybody's guilty of saying something and then having the total opposite, like four seconds later, come true.
Well, ooh. That sort of plays into the weather forecasters, if I can take a curve here for a moment.
All of the group of people that say something and then something else happens.
The Huzzurai this week, that's one of my favorite expressions, by the way, and certainly appropriate because we're in the weekend of Rosh Hashanah. It's a well-used Jewish expression, Huzzurai. The stuff that, you know, the business about the storm, this Hurricane Lee is the latest example, okay? Charging up the East Coast. It's going to wipe out North Carolina, South Carolina, Washington, New York, Boston, all. We're not even going to get any rain here. There's not. I'm on my farm in Framingham, Mass., 26 miles due west of Boston. Not a drop of rain from this storm. A little wind. The coastal areas, that's something to be concerned about. But we're talking about the stuff that gets exaggerated, whether it's this thing that we're talking about with the strike or whether it's the weather. Our world is full of, look at the COVID thing. I mean, everything around us gets magnified, not because it's true, but because it's good copy, or it gets people to pay attention, or you can put advertising around it and make some money, which is sort of threatening no small way. So anyway, I think as the strike starts, it'll be interesting to see how quickly they put it to bed. Hopefully it'll be quicker than what's gone on with the writer's strike. Good God, there. What, Jennifer, 120 days into that now? Four months?
At least. It's been forever.
So anyway, so that's on the horizon. Here's something that we'll certainly be talking about next week on the Talk Radio Countdown, I'm betting. It's 59 past the hour now.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.